No, you're not. You're okay.
No, you're
okay. You're
listen. Not.
Listen.
Standing and you got, holding 10 toes down.
You got
with
50,
Nurse Ariane Kawanda.
You got 50 seconds. You can do it.
No excuses. Don't you listen to Shay Shay Foo Foo.
And
seconds. Become unemployed, all non-void. I'm just saying. Playing stick-up kid. Okay. All right. The message. Grandmaster. Melly Mel, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah. But welcome, Black, to Truth in the Morning. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. Anita Nicole is trying to run. She just got out of her car. She's running. She's panting. So, good luck.
Actually, it looks like her car is chasing her. She got the, well, the smoke
I,
there.
And yeah,
she,
I thought it was like yeah. She got out and started trying to run because she burned rubber to get there and park and then jumped out and is running inside. So, good luck. Let us know. So I know if
she made it. She good.
I know if they have your pink slip ready.
I got your work excuse if you need one.
Pinch. Are you a real doctor, dude? No, Bailey is not a doctor.
But I am a teacher. Excuse. I am a teacher.
The teacher is the one that's going to say your son or daughter was late. Okay?
Right.
So you on my side.
I'm a teacher.
Yeah, you on my side.
I'm going to be like, go ahead, like, sit down. You still got a minute.
No, you late. You coming in.
You got
you
a
are
minute
going to
after
be marked,
the bell ring. You good.
You're going to be marked tardy. It is what it is. In school, it was called tardy. When you got into the real world, it's called you late. Ain't no way around it. So they gave you a chance to get your stuff together when you were just being tardy.
Anyway.
But now, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's rules to this. But what is
the poll looking,
like now?
All right. Should students be allowed to have phones at school? Yes, 12%, and 88% says no.
Here we go.
I'm with the 88%.
Yeah, me too.
They should not. They need to focus in. We can't. That's a distraction.
Thank you, LaRon Taylor. Stick up, kid. Look what you done did. Got sent off for a 3-year bid. You know, the message. The message. Grandmaster Flash, Melly Mel. You know, I was like, I started out finishing the lyrics. Yeah. Mm. Those are the other lyrics.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, then.
Yeah. Babar said, no, I am not sure this question keeps coming up about these phones. We had the beeper problem, and I am late for work. He said something about that job. Yeah. I just pray that your employer is not also listening and watching the YouTube page.
Alfonso Dupree said, you want your kids to have phones? Keep them home.
Unfortunately, some are.
Yeah, well.
Because it leads to the problems that we're having with the tardiness, with the absentee and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So some of them are. And some of them are, and the child wants to be at school.
Yeah.
And that's a sad reality that we have to face as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I truly hope that PWKs, people with kids, biological
not
mothers.
Them.
No, I'm saying
not,
that
not
they.
Not them. We don't want to talk about them this morning. Well, they be making too many command appearances on our show.
Listen.
The PWKs. They be pulling up like.
I'm trying to get them into parenting schools.
Listen.
Classes. I'm trying to get them to parent because we need those children too.
First of all, who go to meet the dead PWK?
Who goes to?
Who's going to admit that they're a PWK?
They do it all the time. All you got to do is watch social media.
Yeah, what do they say?
All kind of words that would have us banned from the radio. We'd be banned. If I could play you a symphony.
I mean, do they go?
I could play a symphony.
Hi, I'm a PWK.
Oh, yeah. They literally say it, but don't use the acronyms.
When they come home from prison, welcome home, PWK.
They don't use the acronyms, but their actions show you. And they tell you they don't care about you. They don't care what you say about them. Yeah, what and is, don't say nothing to my kid.
What are
and,
some of the signs of a PWK without them admitting it? What's a sign?
Proms on a budget that you can't afford.
Mm. What else?
Oh, that shows it right there. But there's so many different behaviors. You are smoking weed or blunts with your kids. Oh. You're telling your children to make sure they bring you some perks or Zans home when they come in.
Ooh.
Don't be out there all night. And if you do, you better make sure you bring me this. They got a fishbowl full of key fobs, and their son and daughter doesn't even have a license. Neither do they.
Oh, yeah,
you
wow.
understand what I'm saying? Wow. They want to sit and argue with some organization or some community people or teachers about things that are meant to try to help them and try to get them on the right track. And they'd be like, you can't tell me nothing. He's mine. And then now they make the call to the BD, as they call it, baby daddy, and tell them, they just made 8 posts on social media talking about how he's deadbeat, he ain't there, you ain't came to see your son, you ain't came to see your daughter. But now when she wants him to shoot somebody or kill somebody, I'm getting ready to call my baby daddy.
Mm.
And here he come.
Mm.
The person that she said just minutes ago ain't nothing on social media. I can't stand him. You know, all of that. But now, here he comes. Locked and loaded. Yeah. All signs of PWKs. When some people in the community are just trying to look out for your son or daughter as if they're their son or daughter, because it should be a community effort in trying to make sure that our children don't have to grow up in these violent situations, don't have to try to be in the street or cross the street and somebody that got wheels that are 24 inches high or 30 inches high off the ground, and they bump in their system so they can't see the child that's trying to cross the street or running and darting across the street, as it used to be said, and a neighbor that is trying to be a neighbor says, hey, get out. They're trying to get the guy's attention or the girl, whoever's driving the vehicle.
Okay.
And then they're trying to end up getting that person, grabbing the child. Or if they got to run out there and grab the child, they grab the child, get the child to safety on the sidewalk. Out comes some PWKs, get your damn hand off my daughter. You're like, ma'am, it was a car coming down the street. The guy wasn't paying attention. He was bumping his music, bobbing his head. She was bumping her music, bobbing her head. Didn't see your son, your daughter. And I was yelling at him. He wasn't stopping. I ran from my porch, or I ran out of my yard, and I grabbed your daughter. I grabbed your son and pulled him to the sidewalk for safety.
Where they should be saying thank you.
Yes, so you should be saying thank you very
much.
But
that what they doing is shouting out, get your hands off my child.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Or they get ready to go inside and come back out or something.
Barber 2028 says, PWKs closed down Water Street, Brady, and they about to shut down the Third Ward. Aaron and Tim said, PWK selling drugs around their kids, stealing your kids, fighting in front of your kids, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. PWKs have trouble reading anything, including simple signs. LaRon Taylor says, PWKs always talking about it takes a village because they don't want to do the work themselves. All right, Aaron is him said, what up? Oh, okay.
PWK.
And
PWK selling drugs around their kids, yeah. Stealing with your kids, yeah. Fighting yeah. in front of your kids, yeah. Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Tutu Reeves, Ray Morning said, PWK have trouble reading anything, including yeah. simple sign. Okay, got yeah. you. That's where you came in at.
Yeah.
My D said, facts, Homer.
PWK's future said, PWK's throw things out their car windows at the red light. Oh, I've seen that before. Woo, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yep.
Them people with kids.
Yeah.
Them all people with kids.
You know, Bavar said, I'm riding on 14-inch wheels. I can see an ant on the ground while I'm driving. There you go. But with these sound systems and all of that,
yeah.
like they're not being attentive as they need to be. Now let's add in the reckless drivers.
Yeah.
And you got Toys R Us adults that are heavily involved in that as well.
Yeah.
It's not just the teens and some of these children. It's so sad when you end up hearing about some of these high-speed chases or pursuits and or just seeing reckless driving, and it's 10-year-olds and 12- and 13-year-olds.
Behind the wheel.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying? And instead of, you know, having to wait for somebody else to check or chastise their children, they act like law enforcement was wrong.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. Well, we'll talk about it when we come back from the break, because I got a whole feeling. You know, we were talking earlier about the whole, you know, Water Street thing. I feel a certain type of way about that. Now, we need our kids that are in school today. We need to set a precedent. They need to understand that by the time they get to the age of some of these young people that are hanging out, that they can't do all that.
Right.
And if we don't start there, it's going to be all wrong.
Right. And I've got a great example coming up of what some of you PWKs need to really understand how important that this facility is. So, you know, you can turn them from the FDKs.
FDKs? What's an FDK?
I cannot say it on the air, baby.
You can't say it on the air?
Bailey, no, I can't.
What? Come on now.
We'll come back to the truth call-in lines at 833-212-1017. No, I cannot. But someone who is very concerned, or some people who are very concerned about our children who are scholars, and that's what we need to be able to instill in them, I'll talk about them.
They ain't scholars right now. They can't read.
You just destroyed my lob. I just tried to.
They cannot read. They said they can't read.
Bailey. I tried to give you all the signs.
What?
But it's okay. We got to take care of some bills, Bailey.
I'm being good today.
We got to take care of some bills. I threw the perfect lob, and
they can't read.
And you just supposed to lay it up, and instead
they can't read. They can't read.
Instead we got an air ball. Okay, you're listening to the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl
Bailey Coleman,
and we'll be back.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
For parents, choosing the right school is one of the most important decisions you will make. At Milwaukee College Prep, we don't take that responsibility lightly. Here, your child is more than a student. They're a young person we get to know by name, by strengths, and by the areas where they need the most support. Together, as a family and school, we work every day to help them grow, learn, and build the confidence to reach their full potential. We partner closely with families, provide steady support, and act early when challenges arise so every child can thrive. Your child's growth, well-being, and success are at the heart of everything we do. We would love to meet you and your child in person to share more about how we work together. Don't wait. Limited seats are available. Apply today at MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com or call 414-264-6000. Now there, you know, we can get some of that structure black, in my opinion, Bailey. Milwaukee College Prep has definitely proven itself with the scholars that they have. And if you don't have, you know, the guidance, they just told you all of the things that they do to make sure that your child is the scholar that they are and that they have the help in whatever areas that they may need. So that's where I was, you know, going before the break. So, yep, Milwaukee College Prep. Welcome, Black, to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
All right, so you're talking about some of the differences. Willie Henning has me, you know, cracking up because, unfortunately, in my opinion, it's the truth. Yeah.
Willie Henning.
You know, you got to read it because it's the truth, and it's they took the time to put it on our YouTube page. Willie Henning said, PWK's kids have 3 book bags each.
Wow. Really?
I've seen them at all the book bag giveaways.
They
sure do. Some of them have 5 and more.
Wow.
We're going to, Babar, he's not lying. I said, I know you lie. No, he's not. Tracy is on our truth call-in lines, 833-212-1017. We're talking about our scholars and try to make sure that we get our children on the right track.
Right.
Even if they may not have a home environment that is conducive to them being the success that we know that they have a chance to achieve.
Right.
So, Tracy, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation. What's your truth?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I'm just going to give you an experience. This is a short story. I was on vacation for like 365 days.
Okay.
A lot of young people was on vacation with me.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm trying to school them on different things, you know. And one day I asked the brother, I said, what time is it? Because I didn't have my contacts in, so I couldn't see the clock.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, he had to be at least 20, 21, somewhere up in there.
Mm-hmm.
This brother had to go to the computer to look at the digital time because he didn't know how to tell time on a clock.
Damn.
So we do not need phones in school. Like Bailey said, they can't read. But he knew how to use the tablet, though. Mm. He knew how to get on there and do the video calls and all of that, but he could not read a phase clock, which makes me wonder, how did he even pass, you know, from kindergarten to whatever grade he made it to? Did they just keep passing him without these skills? Because I remember in kindergarten, we had to make a clock out of paper, and we went home, and that's how we learned how to tell time. I'm trying to figure out what did the youth these days miss?
Is it
the school itself, or we started learning how to tell time at home? So
yeah, mm-hmm. but let me say this to interject. But I think that some of the ones that you were talking about, they absolutely, in my opinion, should have known the analog clock. But you got to remember, we are in generations that have come behind us, and all some of them know are digital clocks.
Yeah.
They haven't.
But even in kindergarten, though, they make you make a clock even nowadays.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know that they still done that, because a lot of teachings have, in my opinion, have adapted to the new times and the new generations that we are in. That's why there's so many laptops that are given out. You know, we had to do paper.
We had to do paper.
So I get it.
That kind of blew my mind. That just kind of made me wonder, like, I was so used to looking at a regular clock. You know what I mean?
Right.
5, 10, 15. It's 15 after.
Right.
Right.
That really blew my mind. Something simple as that. That just let me know something's going on funny in these schools, man. Yeah,
listen, bro. and thank you for your call. But listen, bro. Even in that sense, bro, if you think about these restaurants that our youth are working at, if that cash register point of sales didn't tell them exactly how much to give you, they wouldn't know.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be able to sit and be like, okay, it was 7 this and your chain should be there. If they didn't have that digital readout,
yeah,
in my opinion, mm-hmm. they wouldn't know how to give you your change.
Not at all.
Because I've seen some, even with the digital readout, standing there like they confused, like, how much?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's a sad reality. Mm-hmm. It is a sad reality. Locke and Lovely said, caller, not only did they stop teaching cursive in schools, they stopped teaching how to read analog clocks.
Yeah, they did, because they said everything's going digital, but they need to know how to do the analog clocks.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right,
that's just,
right.
I mean, what are you going to do when you get a regular clock?
Yep.
And it doesn't say 8:23. What is that?
Yep.
And this, you have to wonder, does that time really, does it really click in?
Right.
To, you know, that's what time it is, and this is what, okay, so here's how I need to plan my day, those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it kind of becomes ingrained in you when you got to read an analog clock,
yep.
You know?
But you know, but that's where Tracy, in my opinion, is right, and probably a lot of us, like, as the parent.
Right.
You should have. You get what I'm saying? Because we got to realize that there are cyber attacks all the time.
Yes, there are.
And that analog clock is probably still going to be working.
So
if you can't see anything digital because all of that has been shut down,
yeah,
you're just not going to know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well,
it's crazy.
They are. The good news is they are saying that they're now reinstating, you know, teaching people how to write in cursive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my son's generation or his class was the first one that they didn't teach it to. So yeah. So that means that there's like 20 years worth of people that don't know how to sign their name.
Mm-hmm.
I taught my son how to do it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, nah, you got to sign your name to too many things. What are you supposed to do? Just put an X there?
Right.
That's
right.
Like back in the 1800s
I know,
when black
and
folks
now
didn't
they have
know
all
how to
these
read
digital
and write.
Signatures.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which to me is very scary.
Yeah, that
because
is. Yep.
For somebody to sign your check or sign something for you now
right.
and just sign it digitally
yeah.
and it wasn't you.
And you
like,
just
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There ain't no, how are they going to compare? Like, I remember when they would be able to compare the signatures
yes.
and the handwriting.
And
you
and
can't
no,
do that now.
No, you can't do
because
that anymore.
Because you sign it in cursive
yeah.
on a computer.
Yeah.
And that's, it's going to look that way everywhere.
Yeah.
And for somebody to just spell out your name, knowing if
yeah.
they know your name,
yeah.
spell it out. And click it like it's your
yeah.
real signature.
Yeah.
They're going to accept the document.
There you go.
Before we got to get ready to take care of some bills, I wanted to read a few and then go to Millicent when we return
mm-hmm.
from our bills.
Mm-hmm.
But on our YouTube page, LaRon Taylor said, this kid at work got a 36 on his ACT, which is 1 point away from a perfect score, but could not count change black without entering it into the register.
Wow.
You know,
we gotta
talk about this some more, and we're gonna go to Millicent when we return. You're listening to the award-winning Truth 101.7 FM. We're inside the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown. We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome back, Truth Nation. Truth in the Morning. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
We're talking about trying to make sure that our children are being successful for this school year and things that need to be done to make sure that that happens. If you can't handle it at home, don't stop being afraid to acknowledge that you have a literacy problem.
Right.
Don't be afraid, because there are people that have classes that have nonprofits that are trying to help people in those areas in which they may not be strong.
Yeah.
But you got to stop trying to let your pride and ego get in the way of going and utilizing those services.
Yeah.
Because other than that, you know, like it's like some people that because they're making a lot of money doing something illegal and they feel like I don't got to know how to read. I don't have to know how to do this. I don't have to know how whatever, whatever.
You need to know.
Until you do. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying?
You need to know.
So and most of those people that's going around flexing all this money, every time I read their CCAP and criminal complaints, they're indigent. They don't have money to get a lawyer. They need a public pretender or defender. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They had to get that because now all of a sudden. But no, you was out here bossing. You was always in the bottle section. You was always doing this. You was always tossing money and this, that, and the other. But now that same person, you was wearing the finest clothes and driving the best cars and all of that. You doing all that. Paying 80% to 90% over retail price for a bottle of liquor just to show that you balling. You done pay $400 for a bottle.
Shout out to everybody that likes to pay their bills.
How about that? We're going to go to Millicent. Thank you for holding on through the break. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What's your truth?
Good morning. Good morning. I don't like paying my bills, but I do have to pay them.
You know what I mean, girl. None of us really like to pay them, but we do because it's important.
It's a necessity.
Yes, it
like
is.
Like car insurance.
Yes.
For this, I'm going to say this, that there are some things that NPS doesn't do. They don't teach them how to read a clock. They don't teach them how to write cursive. But I got a secret for y'all that I need y'all to understand. Your mama and daddy can teach you that, too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I said. I taught my son how to write cursive. Yep.
Yeah. So we have to stop blaming the school for what they don't teach. I'm going to tell you something that the school does. They have to feed your kids. They have to give your kids counseling from the stuff that you've done to them at the house. All of that went when they contract signed up for.
No lies detected.
So if they're not teaching them, if they're not teaching them how to read a clock, can you at least do that? Because you didn't go buy no book bag and no school supplies. So can you at least teach them how to read a clock? Can you at least teach them to be respectable people?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sure the teachers would love that. Everybody is talking about this thing with the federal government coming down on NPS suspending so many black kids. My problem is this. We're only 10%, less than 10% of the people who go to state fair. When you saw that video of the last night, we were 100% represented. Those are the same kids y'all sent to the teachers at the school.
Mm-hmm.
You need to understand that.
Yeah.
This is not an NPS only problem.
Hello.
It would be an NPS only problem if NPS wasn't doing all the other things. Like now, they got a thing going on TV about the shootings, how kids just hear gunshots all the time. Mm-hmm. Is that the teacher's fault?
Right.
Right.
Or is that your fault? Because of where you live and where you decided to lay down at. Don't blame the community for your downfall when your downfall was made a bad decision.
Mm-hmm.
Some people decided to have that baby. Now we know that was a bad decision.
Mm-hmm.
Some things are just bad decisions, and it's not racist. It's bad decisions.
Yeah.
And we need to understand that. Today is the first day of school. Y'all are more concerned about what your kid is going to have on than what he's going to learn.
Yes, ma'am.
Half of y'all went to the book bag giveaway, but y'all didn't go to the open house at the school.
There it is.
So now, when these kids are failing and Milwaukee is the way it is, it's not because the teachers aren't doing their job.
Yep.
They go to work every day.
Yep.
It's what you're sending them is inappropriate.
Yep.
When you have a kid Now, today, you know it's going to be a lot of mess about these cell phones, right? Somebody up here now telling their kid, if she try to take your phone, you give me a call. That's what somebody just said.
You know it.
So now, this is the beginning of the problem. And then we're going to say, my baby didn't learn nothing. My baby graduated. He couldn't read. Well, that means you didn't never have him read a cake box to you. That ain't MPS's fault. That's not MPS's fault. If your kids cannot read or write, that's your fault.
Right.
And if you can't read or write, why did you have kids? Explain. Make that one make sense. I just need you to make that make sense.
I got you.
You can read or write, but you got babies.
Thank you,
Millicent. You don't have a high school diploma, but you got a car key.
Woo, Millicent. Come on now, girl.
Thank you, Millicent. We appreciate you.
Millicent in here preaching this morning. No, no.
Yeah, it's nothing but the truth. It's nothing but the truth. Also, I saw this, and I meant to, I think I wanted to try to read it. It was last week, I think, and I ended up seeing this information. But we're going to get into it before we go to our break, if Xavier's been able to find that clip, where four Messimer High School students were robbed. Milwaukee police still searching for robbers. And we got the news clip. We're going to play that. And we definitely need to talk about that and some of the safety tips that law enforcement is giving about children and when they're going to and from school.
Right.
So we're going to play that clip. Xavier, if you're ready with that, you can play that.
Well, certainly a scary start to the year at Messimer High School. Today we learned four students were robbed after classes let out Friday afternoon.
It all happened just blocks away from the private Catholic school near Port Washington and Capitol in Milwaukee. 12 News, Maddie Augustine joining us live there tonight. And Maddie, the school says the robbers were armed.
Right. Investigators have not said what kind of weapon was used, but police say the thieves got away with items belonging to the students. Tonight, families are on edge. Just days into the start of a new school year,
it's startling.
Unexpected fears and concerns for the Messimer High School community.
For her classmates to experience something like this, is, you know, it's troubling.
School officials say four students were robbed after school Friday afternoon while walking near Port Washington and Capitol Drive.
It's tragic that those kids had to experience that. It's tragic that this attention has been brought to this neighborhood as well as this school.
In this letter sent to families, the school says the three armed robbers wore masks, but students said one had a rose tattoo on his hand and another on his neck. Milwaukee police tell 12 News they think the three are around 16 years old.
These kids should be allowed to go to and from in the neighborhood, from their school to restaurants or whatever. I just think that they should be able to do that effortlessly.
The incident has some families taking precaution.
At least for a little while, we're picking her up. Just, you know, we're concerned with her safety.
Will King says two of his sons attend Messimer. He says they're having more conversations about safety.
I just try to instill in them to be aware of your surroundings, be aware of who you surround yourself with.
King is calling on the community to step up.
We can solve these problems as a community if we all work together.
And Maddie, we're also hearing from school officials tonight.
Right, Blake. In a statement, Messimer High School says their students' safety and well-being is their top priority, and they say that school counselors are on hand to help any students who need to talk. Police say if you know anything, call Crime Stoppers. That number is 414-224-TIPS.
Certainly a very terrifying way to start the school year, Maddie Augustine.
So, and that was tragic and traumatizing.
Traumatizing. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, sure.
The high school is now encouraging their families to take the following precautions. Walk in groups.
Mm-hmm.
Please ensure that students walk home with friends or in groups whenever possible.
Yeah.
Avoid East Capitol restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
We ask that students refrain from walking to restaurants on East Capitol at this time. Stay vigilant.
Yes.
Students taking public transportation and or walking home should remain aware of their surroundings at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Report suspicious activity. Encourage your student to report any concerning behavior to school, staff, or police immediately.
Well, you know, that area over there is, that's a tough area.
Yeah.
You know, and they should definitely shouldn't be going to restaurants in that area.
Well, you know,
that's a walk from the school.
Yeah, but you know, I think that in the realm of just being a student, you know, you were able to do that. You were able to walk to a restaurant.
You were, but now it's
in the climate change.
With the climate and everything that's going on, maybe some years back you could do that. Mm-hmm. But now with everything that's going on, the best thing to do is if you can pick up and drop off, you should do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just keep an eye out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because it's not... It, you know, it's not the arena that you would like. And where the school is located is just not in the best area for all that. It doesn't lend itself to being able to do all of that these days, you know?
Right. And let's see. RC Creation Muse on our YouTube page said, not surprised at all, fearless. What have we done to make criminals fear doing crimes? No death penalties, no beatings, just time. We will give you more time if you commit a crime. You know, and that is, that kind of goes to where Alderman Bob Bauman was talking about.
You know,
the Water Street situation.
I got a whole opinion on that.
Yeah.
And folk ain't going to like me.
Okay, let's come back with that and talk about it. And. Yeah, Water Street.
They ain't gonna downtown. Like me. I'm just y'all gonna get mad. I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care.
We gotta get ready to take care
of some kids can't read.
We gotta get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning. We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Homer Flow. From office lunches to family celebrations, Cousin Subs has the crowd-pleasing catering you need. Choose from customizable party boxes, individual box lunches, fresh baked cookies, and our classic party chips. Everything you need to satisfy any size group, big or small. Ordering is easy online or in the Cousins app, so you can focus on the fun and not the food. Cousins Subs, we believe in better. I have my other half of my club sub at the house. I'm going to have it for lunch. Welcome back. Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We got some truth going on in the YouTube chat, but we want to go to this Alderman Bob Bauman as it relates to this Water Street stuff because we have to continue to give updates on these situations. So we got Xavier ready to play that clip. Xavier, if you could run that clip. It's coming.
Are you sure?
Street once again under scrutiny after another business closes for good this weekend.
An alderman is blaming police for the issues. Christina Van Zels is here with the new video that shows the chaos he's talking about.
Yeah, Kim, police say that the fight that's captured on that video happened just before 2 a.m. Sunday, which is around bar close time. Two people were arrested, but a Milwaukee alderman says police aren't doing enough.
Melanie Paulson was heading to Ian's Pizza just before 2 a.m. Sunday when she came across people fighting in the middle of Juno Street.
Like six police maybe came and were trying to, you know, break it up and stuff.
What sounds like a taser and at least two people in cuffs, Milwaukee police say two people were arrested and issued citations, one for disorderly conduct and the other for battery.
Kind of sucks now to go out, you know, it's not safe anymore and makes going out not fun.
Alderman Bob Bauman, who represents Water Street, says there's no accountability from police and says it's gotten out of control.
Police apparently make the decision to just try to be around and serve as a deterrent rather than actually enforcing the law.
Bauman says the issues primarily involve underage people who loiter and hang out on the block.
They're still fighting.
Paul Paulson says she did see police try to move people off the sidewalks. The heat comes after multiple businesses closed this summer: Low Country, Dukes on Water, and Silk Gentlemen's Club. Bauman says Trinity Three Irish Pubs is also for sale.
Who's going to want to buy that bar and try to conduct a new business?
I just recently saw about Silk closing, and just shows, like, this is why people don't know how to control themselves or know how to act in public.
We did request to have the police chief here on our air tonight, but never heard back. MPD did send back a statement, though, in response to the alderman's critiques that read in part, "We continue to work and modify operational plans to ensure the safety of everyone, including those who enjoy the downtown entertainment district." So nothing specific mentioned there in that statement on what police plan to do. But that is the response we got tonight.
Yeah, the alderman was clear. He wants more tickets to be basically handed out for loitering. People have the open containers. He says that's not happening.
Right. That's his biggest point that he wants to make, too, is that accountability part of it all, and having police actually arrest people so that they have that accountability aspect on water.
Right. But we see that in the video. The officers are there.
And so they did arrest two people.
They arrested people. So people are saying, you're in District 1, that's the headquarters, you're not going to find more police in any, out on the streets like that. So we haven't heard from the mayor.
Right. And if you notice, the one woman who took that video did also mention how she saw police were trying to remove people from the sidewalks. They were eating pizza on the sidewalk, and police actually asked them to move. So they were trying to get those crowds dispersed from just sitting around. So that was an interesting perspective as
well. Yeah, and that fight, maybe not the example that Bob Bauman was talking about, because he was talking about loiterers who are under 21. This, it's hard to tell, but it looked like maybe they were in the bars. This was bar closed. They're all coming out.
Yeah.
So. But, yeah, that's just a lot of people are worried about what's happening down on Water Street.
So there we go. There we go. And the sad truth, Bailey, is with all of the Water Street and Brady Street being in news or whatnot, I have some of those fight videos from Sunday. I just was like, okay, I'm not going to bring them up. I'm not going to bring them up because it's going to seem like we're doing the same old thing. We're doing the same old thing. But again, it's still a problem. But Bailey, what's your truth on this situation?
I know you're not going like this. But listen, the reality is, y'all probably going to say I'm a Republican. Let me tell you something. I am not. I'm one of the most liberal people you want to meet. But my thing is this. First of all, the one that was on top, lobbing the most hits, looked like she was a Caucasian young lady. Okay, that's my first thing. The second thing is, if people don't know how to act down there, then they need to start arresting them. And letting them, because see, this ticket thing, those same people are going to tear up those tickets and it's going to be whatever. Okay? It's just going to be whatever. So you need to start setting a precedence. Okay? So if they're doing something where they can be arrested, like they were doing the fighting and all that, then arrest them, okay? And the other people, you know, you need to start letting them know that you are going to do something and that something is going to happen and probably not just going to be a ticket, so you might want to keep it pushing. They have to understand that their behaviors are not going to be accepted.
Tolerated. Nothing's going to be tolerated. Repercussions. And the repercussion is you're going to get your ass arrested.
Exactly.
And you know.
Because you know what? If that's the case, this whole downtown area that has just really become revitalized is going to be empty.
It is. And that
and
is
it's going to be like Gary, Indiana or something.
Alderman Bauman was like, who's going to buy that Trinity?
Yeah, exactly.
And again, even if, and because Sherwin Hughes, the truth with Sherwin Hughes, which will be up next, he broke down the fact that a lot of these bars were already trying to sell their businesses, some for up to a year ago. And they just hadn't found a buyer. But now add in to all of the trouble that has been going on downtown. The shootings that have been going on downtown. That is not attractive to anybody who is looking to buy a bar or a restaurant on Water Street or in our downtown area as a whole. So therein lies where you're trying to have a city that's trying to attract
right.
some of the major things.
Right.
And if you got some of the things that, and some of these establishments are on websites for being a place to visit,
yeah.
a bar to go to,
yeah.
a restaurant to go to.
Yeah.
But now if they're closing their door, they yeah. like, hold right. up.
But let's be realistic. This has been going on in downtown Milwaukee for years. Since I've been here, there's been a problem at one point or another. You know what I mean? But it hasn't been where a lot of people are getting killed mm-hmm. outside the bars. Yeah. And that's what you got right now. Before, yeah. it was mostly maintained on the east side, right? On yeah. the east yeah. Perimeter of
Water Street. The color changed. I'm not right. afraid to say it.
Okay.
The color changed, and so did some of those damn problems.
Well, you
and
know
I'm
what?
Not afraid to say it.
That's true. Okay, down the street here, it was down the street. Now it's all down the street. Now you got these takeovers that are happening. All these things playing it. It's like you're proving to them what they were saying
before.
My
heavy D verse?
Yes.
They call
yes.
us animals?
Yeah.
I don't agree with them.
Yeah.
Wrong is what I'm proving them.
Yeah.
But right is what you prove.
There it is. There it is. So y'all coming down here, cutting up, acting any kind of way, whether you're white, green, orange, or black.
That's right.
You need to get arrested because we got to have some place where we can kick it.
Absolutely. And at the rate that we're going right now,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you know, and who's going to want to buy that business? Who's going to want to buy it?
Man.
Who's going to want to rent it?
There it is. There it is.
So we got some work to do and we can't. And the other thing is that is a problem, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
is that it's us. A lot of times it's us trying to get mad if law enforcement does start arresting them. They just arresting
yeah.
our kids.
They need
just
to go.
Arresting our teens.
They need to go. So. They need to go. If they don't know how to act, they need to go.
What we got to visit this a little bit more tomorrow because we need
yeah.
a little more time to really discuss this again because some changes have to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Bailey, what you got?
Trust God, do good. Something great is going to happen for you, as always. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Yep, I got my One Love shirt because, again, we got to understand. It's good apples and it's bad apples. And we cannot try
we got
to keep fighting for these damn
Joe.
Bad apples. We can't keep trying
we
to fight
let
for these
go.
Damn bad apples. That's all I'm saying. Let them go. You know what I'm saying? If you love someone, sometimes you got to set them free.
Yeah.
I love y'all.
Love y'all.
But y'all part of the problem.
Man.
And I'm ready to move forward.
You and your
yeah,
cousin.
Lead, yeah, my cousins. They are. They are. Up next, the award-winning Truth with Sherwin Hughes from 9 to noon. Of course, followed up by the lunch break. Ray Nitti is black from Poland. Along with baby Shannon from noon to 2. And then followed up by the Grapevine 2 to 4, currently held down by Ray Nitti doing overtime. And then we tap in with my girl Jazz Tyler from 4 to 7. If nobody has told you that they love you today, I need to let you know that I love you. Talk to you tomorrow morning. Holla black. Peace. Thank you, Xavier, for a great job.